This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're on Joy 94.9 on the Friday morning show, Brian Peel. We have another very special guest on the phone, bit of a model, personal trainer, and now he's become a bit of a strip show dancer, all bundled up into one nice, neat package. A big Joy welcome to Ash Edelman. G'day, Ash.
How you going, mate?
How's things?
Yeah, mate, not too bad. Not too bad at all. Just enjoying the Australian weather at the moment.
Yes, because you are heading back over to the UK, which we're going to chat about in a minute. But
yeah, mate,
give our listeners a bit of an introduction, because you're an Aussie bloke who's, you know, living abroad in London. You made the big move to take a couple of gambles and follow a bit of a path, a bit of a dream. Tell us what all that was about.
I work out the mines, mate, and I got a bit bored of just doing the same thing, the same routine. So one of my mates said, look, mate, sell everything and go and see what you think. So I did just that. I kind of went traveling for a bit and expected to fall into the same routine everyone does, work in a bar and all that sort of good gear. And one thing led to another. And next you know, I was hosting for through some hosting work with Bidden Nights, and one thing led to another. And now I'm on stage.
Now, you're a fitness buff because you're very motivated to work out quite a bit. Now, your interest in fitness and modelling, was that what led you to London and take up some personal training?
No, actually, I had my qualification before I left. So I was into fitness a little bit. I was keeping fit, doing all that, playing a lot of rugby and touch football. And then, I ended up using my qualification in a gym over there, and I met my coach. He worked at the gym, and then from there, mate, it just kind of skyrocketed.
So you've got some clients that you take on. Are you a qualified personal trainer?
Yeah, mate, yeah, qualified PT. I run a boot camp in Birmingham. I have a few clients all through Birmingham as well, train at all different gyms.
Did you just say boot camp?
Yeah, boot camp, mate.
what are we talking, 5 a.m. starts?
Mate, there's 5 a.m. starts, there's 6 p.m. finishes, 6 p.m. starts, mate. It's all basically when I can get people there, really.
Oh, that's hard, Jacka. Now, a typical gym session for you, Ash. What amps you up at the gym?
Well, definitely a double scoop of pre-workout to start me off.
Yeah.
basically throw the music in my ears, and at the end of the day, I enjoy competing and I enjoy bettering myself, so I keep all that in the back of my head, mate. And I think when it comes to definitely bodybuilding and fitness, your body is your artwork. So you work every day to sculpt it, and that's just improving, mate.
And your favourite tunes? Who do you pump those weights out to?
I'm a day to remember. Love my day to remember.
Now, gym session's over. What's your standard routine for dinner when you get home? Do you go completely green, or you go straight onto the shakes? What is it?
Always smash a shake when I'm finished. But I think once I get home, mate, it's straight into, I think, a pretty high-carb, high-protein meal to get all the bits and pieces in that I need.
So you go green completely?
No.
Healthy eating?
Healthy eating, yes. I mean, depending, most of my gym sessions are probably in the morning or the night time. I try to reduce my carbohydrate intake to doesn't stop playing with me when I sleep.
And meal prep times for you, Ash? How long does it take to prep a meal? Or are you pretty much sorted?
I'm pretty much sorted when I'm not in competition mode. When I'm in competition mode, mate, I'll be cooking for about 2 hours. That's ridiculous.
Now, summer's coming here in Australia. Any tips for fitness? We want to be body ready for summer.
You want to be honest, mate, it all comes down to diet. And a lot of people think it's a complex, intense diet, where it's not. As long as you keep regular meals of, obviously, common sense eating, then you're all good, mate.
You caved in out with friends?
All the time, mate. I think Ben and Jerry's is my kryptonite.
Very good. Now, you obviously got some big motivators and influences in your life, living away from your parents, and you know, you're one of your biggest motivators is people telling you that, you know, that you can't do it, and you love proving people wrong. Is that what drives you harder?
Yeah, mate. It's obviously the unknown. I love the unknown, but I love being able to show people that I can do it. I mean, nowadays you obviously see from where I've come from to where I am now, you get a lot of people that were against what I was doing and thought that I couldn't. And now they're the people that are coming back to you saying, oh, mate, you're amazing, this. And it's being able to get on top of that and be able to achieve that.
And you enjoy proving them wrong, no doubt.
It is. That's always a bonus to it.
Ash, now, this is the raunchy part of the interview. I want to ask you about I don't want to ask you about your underwear, but I want to ask about the underwear and the swimwear modelling. Tell us a little bit about that, because you've done a couple of photo shoots. Yes.
Yeah.
You went from gym worker to underwear swimwear model. Take us through that.
Yeah, basically, I think it was one of the first photo shoots I ever did. One company, Flash Avenue Studio, got a hold of me and they said, look, mate, we'd love to get you in for some swimwear. So I mean, I've done a few things for DNA Online, a few shoots like that. But the rest of it just comes from photographers I work with. I mean, they want swimwear, they want raunchy, they want all different sorts of things, really.
Yeah, so you're doing your photo shoots. Is there any, you know, loose joke firing around the room amongst the boys?
Oh, mate, always. always. Especially the forbidden boys, mate. I think it's the best thing about our job, mate, is we'd never take ourselves seriously.
any funny moments in particular?
None that springs to mind at the moment, mate, but I'll tell you right now. Actually, I was telling Dad, we had one bloke, we were setting up a stage in Dundee, and one of the boys managed to misstep and fall about 3 feet, which it looked bad on camera, but he had a good laugh about it afterwards, so...
Oh boy! Now you've done, you know, TV commercial, you know, a comedy Bollywood film as well, and some extra work for some short films back in Australia. A little bit of drama that you did back in school, and you didn't continue obviously because you left due to rugby. Why'd you give that away?
Yeah, I think as every kid does when you're a bit younger, you see rugby's the way to go, or what your passion is. And I started following rugby for a while. That kind of slowed up. Joined the military, and then the rugby kind of popped back in a bit more. And after that, I managed to do my shoulder about 8 times, so I think that kind of got squashed on the head.
Now, Ash, you went from personal trainer, you know, the singlets and the shorts, to underwear and swimwear model, okay, to male stripper, complete starkers, commando. What's going on there? Because you ended up on Britain's Got Talent. Did you just land yourself into stripping on Forbidden Nights?
Actually, I was doing some stripping down at Cornwall, which is a full-blown stripping, and after that, I think I've moved to London to do a bit of modelling, and I found these guys online, started doing hosting with them. From that, they kind of saw that I could play with a bit of fire. And the old fire guy left, so they pretty much gave me a spot in, taught me how to dance. That was basically it, mate. It's been going up ever since then.
Now, Forbidden Nights, because you did that performance on Britain's Got Talent, which a bit of a rousing reception there from the crowd. They really enjoyed that one earlier on this year. Now, performing every Saturday night in London, as well as weekly on the National Theatre Tour, is it anything like Magic Mike, Ash?
It is, mate. It's a lot like Magic Mike. I think where we've come from, we're showing it's across a Magic Mike mixer delay, really. So the one thing we don't do is we don't go full frontal. You'll see our bums, cover ourselves with a towel. so we keep a little bit of the imagination.
Bummer.
Bummer. Yeah. But literally, mate, it's literally like Magic Mike. I think we're bringing a new spin to it. I mean, we're changing the industry as is.
Yeah.
The word male variety show didn't exist until we came around. And I think now we're certainly breaking the industry with something new.
Well, it looks like a wild night because I have seen lots of images online. Does the water add to the special effects at all?
Oh, yeah, mate. I'll tell you what, in the English winter, it's quite chilly.
How long is one of those shows for? How do you sustain yourself with all that energy for 2 straight hours?
Oh, mate, it is go, go, go. It's about a 2-hour show. I think the crowd definitely pumps you up for it. The crowd's definitely what keeps you going. Obviously, we bounce back and forward off them, mate. And I think seeing how happy everyone is and the enjoyment they're getting out of it drives us more.
Now, I'm sure you get a lot of attention from the ladies and some of the boys as well. 200 screaming ladies, no doubt, and the boys. Do those boys scream a little bit louder than the girls when they are in the house?
Oh, mate, they do. I mean, we actually did London Pride this year, and they've asked us back next year to perform on the main stage. But since we've done London Pride, it's always been open for guys to come along to the show, and now they've started coming a lot more, mate. So definitely makes the crowd a bit rowdier.
Well, it's great too. It's you know, more inclusive to the LGBT community as well.
Well, that's what we're trying to do, mate. I mean, it's a lot of the industry won't touch that market, and everyone deserves to be entertained, mate. And we don't see why other people, everyone can't come. That's it. The boys come in, mate. The boys thank us for the show, and they have a great laugh, mate. It's excellent to have a laugh with them as well.
Now, you've got a partner, Ash. How does she cope with all of this?
It can get a bit stressful at times, but most of all, we both feel it. We both enjoy it. She enjoys seeing me do the show, and she enjoys seeing me perform. And I think when it comes down to it, separating work and life in general is the easiest way to do it.
Well, she deserves a gold star because I'm sure you're getting a lot of attention on stage. Now, there's a quote I read that you said, the best way to predict your future is to create it. Where do you see yourself in a few years' time? Have you got any plans to come back home to Australia to do, you know, some PT or modelling or, you know, dancing?
Actually, we're currently in the talks with a couple of different agents of bringing a tour show to Australia with Forbidden Nights. The ultimate goal would be able to get a couple of months out here. I mean, obviously, we are still looking for other people that can give us options. I think once we've developed a bit more of a fan base down here, it'd be my ideal goal to bring the show here myself and run a residency show.
You do realise when you're back in Melbourne, we want you doing some of those fancy cartwheel thingies out here in the Joy Studios. Are you up for that?
Oh, mate, I'll be down there. My brother lives in Richmond, actually, so I'll definitely be down there.
Now, Ash, Forbidden Knights have got some upcoming gigs in the UK on the 17th, 24th and the 31st for all of our listeners over there in the UK at DNA Nightclub, which is the Grand Theatre. Are you going straight back into it now, Ash, as you head back?
Yeah, mate. Saturday's the first show back, which quite excited to get back on stage with the boys. Following week after that, they were in Wales and then back at DNA after that. And then we've got three or four shows on the road the week after. So straight back into it, mate.
All systems go. Now, look, the Joy listeners have posed a question to me, which I need to ask you. I was going to ask, you know, the boxes and briefs question, but seriously, I think I've heard it all. What is the answer to that one, mate? Or are you a commando person?
I jump between commando and briefs, to be fair.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay.
You got it, mate. You got it.
Let it all hang out. Okay, let's tell our listeners where we can catch up with you. On Twitter, at Aussie, that's OZZY underscore Forbidden. And at Forbidden Knights, which is the official Twitter handle online, catch up with him and all his fabulous photo shoot images, which he does share online. You can catch up with him on Facebook as well, Ash Edelman Official. And also Forbidden Knights have a very glossy website, which is forbidden-knights.co.uk. Is there any other channels that our fans can spy on you online, Ash?
You've got the Forbidden Knights Facebook page, so just normal Forbidden Knights. We've got the Forbidden Knights at Forbidden Knights underscore on Instagram. My Instagram as well is Aussie OZZY underscore Forbidden, and you've also got the rest of the boys on there as well, so they're the best ways to get us.
All right, well, we'll definitely get stalking. I mean, we'll get following you on all those social media channels, mate. Thank you. And big thank you.
Mate.
Thanks for joining us on Joy 94.9, Ash. We hope to catch up with you when you're in Melbourne next year with the other four or five boys from Forbidden Knights. You can put on a bit of a show. How's that sound?
Oh, definitely, mate. Definitely.
Fantastic. All right. Well, thanks a lot for your time and we'll be speaking soon.
That's all right. A pleasure.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.